Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. All right, I got two more of these unbelievable stories I'm going to read. And I want you to call yes or no. All right?
All right.
Fat Mark and Novi.
I like it already.
I pitched a perfect game in slow pitch softball. No, true story, no, though it was co-ed.
No, no, I don't want to hear anymore. No, you didn't.
How many innings, Fat Mark? I mean, six innings, seven innings?
Come on.
21 up, 21 down?
Slow pitch softball?
Which, by the way, you know what that is? You didn't pitch anything. Your team was perfect behind you. That's the real, if this is true, the accomplishment isn't the pitchers. It's the eight people in the field, right?
Yeah, well, in part, yes.
There's no in part to it.
Well, if they're just popping the ball up.
He had a lot of movement on his stuff that
right.
day, man.
No, no.
So you don't buy it?
A perfect game, no, I don't buy it. Anybody else? Craig, what do you think?
You don't get the nickname Fat Mark by throwing one-hitters. I think he was dealing.
Come on.
I have played some bad softball teams. I'm telling you, you could no hit. You could throw a perfect game for sure.
Let's go, Fat Mark.
I don't know. We're talking slow pitch softball. I've played a lot of slow pitch softball in my time. Never have I seen a team that was close to being no hit or let alone perfect game.
I believe
it's not even no hitter. This is a perfect game,
I
right?
believe
he did
it.
Say it was a co-ed league, though, right?
Yes, I believe it. Careful, Gator.
What? I just clarified what the stakes were.
Because you know what my daughter would ask? What's that supposed to mean?
I'm clarifying the statement. That's all. I didn't say broads can't hit. Did you hear me say that? I didn't say that. Did you hear me say skirts got no business playing with the men when it comes to softball? I didn't say that.
You didn't say they can't play the field?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that everybody moves up when the chicks come to the plate. I didn't say that. I didn't say that you got to aim the ball to right field because you see a chick playing the right field and she's going to mishandle it. I didn't say that. That's not what I'm saying. All I said was for clarification purposes. This was a co-ed league, right?
I'm going to state for the record right now that if my daughter is listening and she hears stuff like this, if I ever make a joke like that, you and your Mr. Funny Man over there,
what joke am I making?
She punches me hard.
I'm not
and
making
I'm
a
saying,
joke.
Honey, I've got nothing to do with this. That's all Gator.
Listen,
you take it out on Gator.
I'm not joking about this. I've played co-ed softball with some outstanding athletes, male and female. I've seen some great plays turned by the women folk, better than the men, without a doubt. Some of my good friends' wives are tremendous softball players. I'm not discounting that. I'm just clarifying this was a co-ed league. Correct. That's it. That's all I'm asking. And the answer is?
He did say it was a co-ed
league. It was a co-ed league. Okay.
Let me read this next one. I went into overtime in beer pong, so we both re-racked three cups in a triangle. I decided to mess around, and I tried throwing three ping pong balls at once in the same hand. And made all three of them in three separate cups. We didn't even finish the match. We just celebrated my once-in-a-lifetime shot.
Was that sent by Fat Mark, too?
No, this was some unnamed texter.
We got clarification here.
Before we get clarification, do you believe this guy? Three ping pong balls?
Here's the thing. I'll say yes only because he's like, we just stopped playing. We all celebrated because it's so ridiculous. I mean, I believe that because that's something that would happen.
So Fat Mark called up. Fat Mark in Novi. Hello, Fat Mark.
How you doing, Doug?
What's going on, big boy?
Mark? What's that?
So what's going on?
I heard you guys disputing my claim to fame. So
So talk us through this. How long was this? It was a softball game, a six-inning game, a seven-inning game. What are we talking
about? It's supposed to be seven innings, but we mercied them. It was like 18 to nothing after five. So they called it. So it was like five innings.
So innings of perfect softball.
Nobody got on base. Even the umpire come up to me and said, man, I'd never seen that before, and I've been umping for 20 years.
Okay, and now I'm going to ask you this question, and I expect a real answer.
Okay.
Did it have anything to do with you, or was it a real credit to your teammates?
Well, the team, we had some guys on the team that played college ball and that, but I could pitch a little bit. I had a knuckleball that was tough to hit. And that, you know, and some of the girls on the other team were, we actually had a real good team, but the team that we beat, they were like in second place and talking a lot of crap how they were going to coming after us. And they had some girls on the team that should be in the kitchen and not on the field.
Oh, no.
Dude.
See, yeah, your daughter would hit him.
Yeah, it's Fat Mark.
Your daughter would hit Fat Mark.
You need to stop, man.
But it was a legitimate, perfect game. So,
Fat Mark, we're talking about a second place team you did this to?
Yep.
I mean, did you throw any other perfect games?
Oh, no.
No.
That, well, I'm supposed to throw perfect games in slow pitch softball.
But you did it to a second place team?
Well, because we were in first place. Couldn't do it to ourselves.
Well, we know this, but, I mean, you didn't do it to the fifth place team.
It wasn't a last place team.
Right.
No, they were supposed to be pretty good, but we pretty much went through the league and whooped everybody that year. They asked us not to come back, so.
Five innings, huh?
Yep, five innings. And then the very next game, we played him again, and the first hitter almost ripped my head off with a line drive. So it wouldn't have lasted long.
So five innings of perfect slow-pitch softball. Thank you, Fat Mark. I suppose I can believe that. Do you believe Fat Mark?
I don't know, man. A second-place team is what has me going, really? And then he got a little arrogant about it.
And very sexist.
And when you asked him the legitimate question about is this your teammates or is it you, and he wanted the credit.
He basically
said, he did want the credit.
He wants the credit. I got a knuckleball, and these chicks couldn't hit it. That's where he said they should be in the kitchen.
And slow pitch, are the rules the same? Does no one talk to Fat Mark, like in the middle of the third? Like, oh, dude, you can't talk to him. Just leave him alone. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, it's only five innings. It's just five innings worth. We're like, wow, we scored a lot of runs. You know, this game might end soon. You know, shut up. Don't say it. Don't say it. We know what Fat Mark. Shut up.
Fat Mark just sitting by himself.
Leave Fat Mark alone. Yeah. Fat Mark's coaching first base. Got to get him away from the team. Look, guys, if you hit the ball, whatever you do, don't stop at first. Just go right past it, okay? We're not talking to Fat Mark. He's got a perfect game going. Wanted to ask him, why do they call him Fat Mark?
Well, I could think of something.
Well, I mean, why'd they call Red from Red's Bar?
I don't know.
In Midnight Run Red.
Do you have red hair?
No.
That's all we got.
Then why did they call you Red? We're short for Redwood.
And they did the litmus configuration.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.